Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is another wonderful day. You're welcome to the 18th day of the month of December, year 2020. I want to appreciate the Lord for His mercy upon our lives, His protection and care over our lives. God has been doing wonders and will continue to do wonders. You see, today is another privilege for you to appreciate Him. So as you are waking up today, you are waking up into God's favor, into God's power, into God's grace. The mercy of God shall not depart from your life. The hand of the Lord shall uphold you to the end. You will receive favor that is uncommon in the name of Jesus Christ. God Almighty will continue to do wonders in your life. As you get connected to this prophetic decree, prophetic release, and prophetic declaration, and the shower of prophetic rain, your destiny shall move forward. Every stagnancy programmed into your life shall be destroyed. The arrow of the enemy programmed into your destiny shall go back to the sender. Any curse that is working against you shall be broken. Any curse working against your effort shall be broken. Any curse working against your moving forward shall be broken. Any curse stagnating your effort shall be broken. Any curse wasting your effort shall be broken. Any curse that has made life miserable in your life shall be broken. Any curse that is making your junior to run ahead of you shall be broken. Any curse assigned to make you to beg for bread shall be broken. Any curse that wants you to be having unprofitable result in life shall be broken. Any curse that wants you to be laboring and have nothing to show for it shall be broken. Any curse that wants to bring you back to square one shall be broken. Any curse assigned to naked you shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, I want to hear your threefold amen. 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 Beloved, God is doing wonderful things. And I've been receiving a lot of testimony. Your testimony is going to include them. God is going to add your testimony to the testimony we have in the platform. God is taking some people to the next level. Make sure you follow all the instruction. Make sure you do them. If you follow all the instruction, these are prophetic instructions. You follow all the instruction, it shall definitely work. God shall do wonders in your life. God shall promote your destiny. God shall work upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to listen to me very well. I shall be talking something very deep right now, and you need to listen very well. I'll be talking about dangers of local sacrifice, dangers of local sacrifice, dangers of local sacrifice. There are sacrifices that we have been seeing around. These sacrifices are evil local sacrifice all around. Sometimes you see them when you are going out very early in the morning. Like in Nigeria, you come across them on the road. Sometimes you want to open your shop where you sell. You see them at the entrance of the shop. Sometimes it may be a land that you have just purchased. And you want to start the building. You will see that sacrifice on that land. Sometimes you see some people carry that sacrifice to the river. Sometimes you will see this sacrifice placed on a particular building that is about to be completed. Right away, when you see that kind of a thing, you must understand some mysteries. Listen to me very well. If you also you have carried sacrifice, you must deliver yourself. All satanic sacrifice, they are to cage people and render people useless. Unfortunately, many people do not understand what we are talking about. Now, look at this place. Look at this mystery. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 21. For the king of Babylon stood at the partings of the way, at the crossroad, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He made his arrow bright. He consulted with images. He looked in the liver. Can you see something very deep in that place? Here is that man. Here is the king of Babylon standing at the crossroad. And right at the crossroad there, he was consulting with witchcraft, using divination. He was entering to another realm. Right there, he was creating and establishing altar and placing a sacrifice down. I pray that any sacrifice that is working against your well-being, anyone that is carrying sacrifice to stagnate your destiny, such person shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have carried sacrifice to the river, they told you that this is what you must buy. Put it in a calabash or put it somewhere and make sure you put it at the brink of the river. If you have carried sacrifice to the crossroad, they say you have to do this one so that you can get this one, you can get that one. what has happened there spiritually is they are very, very deep transaction. Number one, immediately you carry sacrifice, you have been recruited into the group of witchcraft immediately. Number two, immediately carry sacrifice, because sacrifice, they are food for some demons to eat. Anytime you can sacrifice and you place it down in a place, right in that location, there is an invisible altar, also an invisible priest. When you carry sacrifice, you have just surrendered yourself into the hand of demons. They have just recruited you as a new person in that kingdom. You will not know this has happened. When you carry sacrifice to the river, immediately you drop that sacrifice, you have made covenant with that river. Immediately you carry that sacrifice, that sacrifice become a food that demon in that river, the python in that river will be eating. And you yourself, that you have carried that sacrifice, you'll be having seven symbolic dreams. These dreams I'm going to mention now, they are very, very symbolic to anyone who has carried sacrifice before. Number one, you'll be eating in the dream constantly. You'll be eating in the dream constantly. You try everything possible, pray all the prayers, you will still eat in the dream. Why? The sacrifice you have tabled down, they must make sure that you also taste it spiritually. Number two, you'll be having constant sexual violation in the dream. You try as much as possible to see me there. Because you have carried sacrifice, sometimes you want to appease the gods of the water. But it's not always so. Number three, you have entered into unknown covenant with a spirit being. And the terms of the covenant and the duration of the covenant is not known to you. It's a very dangerous thing. The third or the fourth thing that has happened is this. You are inside a covenant, and that covenant has a curse, that if that covenant is violated, this curse will be meted on a person who violated it. Unfortunately, it is when you understand a covenant that you will know whether you are violating it or not. Tendency of violating is very there. It's very sure. Because you never knew at first place what covenant is all about. That's the fourth thing you have entered into. Number fifth that you have entered into marriage. We call it demonic marriage. We call it spiritual marriage. You have successfully entered into marriage. You have been engaged with the spirit being that you have carried sacrifice to go and appease. So you can see, number seven thing that you have done is that immediately you have done that, they assigned a demon to be guiding you everywhere you go. You'll be under their monitoring guide because you are no longer your own. There's another personality that has entered into you the day you carry that sacrifice. It's a dangerous thing. It's an evil link. It has transferred you from another world, from this world to another level of world. You'll be having some weird, strange dreams, sometimes feeding, seeing yourself naked, sometimes running in the forest. Just because of this kind of sacrifice you have done, some carry sacrifice like this, sacrifice of blood of animal, blood of this, blood of that, all with the understanding that they want to appease, whether they want to appease spirit husband, they want to appease this, they want to appease that, not knowing that they are entering into another dangerous covenant. If that has happened, listen to me very well, you shall be released from that curse, from that covenant in Jesus' name. Yesterday, I was talking about spiritual bath. If somebody is telling you now that you should go and take a spiritual bath, it's a sign that your mother has done that, or your grandmother did that. Or you're about to get married, and one prophetess or somebody saw you and said, you must go to the bar beach or go to the river and take your bath. And make sure you throw the sponge inside the place. And the clothes you have worn to the place will not be brought back. It is certainly that your mother or your grandmother has done the same. And they want the covenant to be renewed by you. Unfortunately, you may not even know what was done because you may not be there. This life is deep. This life is ruled and guided by principles. You must understand that behind the physical life, there's a spiritual life. And that spiritual life controls the physical. There is nothing they will tell you. When somebody is telling you something, do this, do that, he knows what he's talking about. Oh, he's telling you that you cannot conceive except you go and carry sacrifice to the river. The fellow that is saying, he understands what he's saying, because your mother did so. Your grandmother did so. This must continue. Because immediately you don't serve that covenant, that fellow remain barren. That fellow remain barren. And that is why many people suffer under the bondage they cannot explain. May the Lord deliver you from bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. What you can do is just to confess your sin unto the Lord. And number two, you need to pray this prayer aggressively. Pray it until you see the secret. You say, my Father and my God, show me the evil transaction in my root. It must be prayed very well. A lady prayed this kind of prayer very well, and he saw a dream. In that dream, she saw her mother in that dream. Her mother was having a baby, backing the baby at her back. She saw her father also. Her father was holding a baby and was throwing that baby at a particular tree called Iroko tree. He would throw the baby and catch the baby, throw the baby and catch the baby, throw the baby and catch the baby. And then this dream clear. She didn't understand. So she decided to go and meet the mother. I said, she has a dream like this. She saw you backing a baby. And she saw the father with blood. That the father was trying to throw the baby at the Iroko tree. Immediately she said it, the mother said, yes. When we gave back to you, the first day we gave back to you, we took you to a record tree because the village priest said, that is only what we can do to save your life. That we took you to a record tree. And it's at the record tree that we gave you your name. Your name was given by the spirit inside the record tree. You can see now. When you don't pray that God show me the evil transaction in my root, you can't see this kind of thing. When you notice things are not working, when you notice you made effort, the effort is being truncated. Pray very well. Father, show me the evil transaction in my root. Take your time, close the door, enter into your room and pray that prayer very well. Spend hours on that prayer. Take time until that prayer is becoming clear, until the revelation is seen. When you pray sincerely, you will see the revelation. When you see the revelation, it's the end of the affliction. You will know where to direct your prayer. May God show you revelation about what went wrong in your root. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give your life to the Lord so that you can pray accurate prayers. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Say, Father, I come to you. Help me and deliver me. Save my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for these people. You liberate them from sin and deliver them. In Jesus' name we pray. There are seven prayers here that I call primitive prayers. High voltage prayers. This kind of prayer must be prayed with volcanic eruption. It must be prayed with violent anger, violent, desperate anger. It must be prayed with holy cry, holy anger, desperate anger, violent temper. Pray with fire. Let it be prayed with high voltage of fire. High voltage of fire. High voltage of energy. When you pray this prayer, a lot of things will happen. Number one prayer is this. Get ready. Say, it is strong man in my life, truncating my effort in life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, any strong man in my life, truncating my effort. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, any strong man, truncating my effort. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. Number two, say anything evil hiding in my life, come out. In the name of Jesus, anything evil hiding in my life, come out, 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 come out. Anything evil that is hiding in my life, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the third one very well. Thank you, Father. Say, every evil connection between me and any dead grandmother, break in the name of Jesus. Any evil connection, every evil connection between me and any dead grandmother, break, 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 now, break, break, break. Every evil connection between me and any dead grandmother, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, something is happening. Aha. Say this one. Say, every negative transaction that is afflicting my destiny, in the name of Jesus, every negative transaction that's afflicting my destiny, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, evil sacrifice tormenting my life, there, in the name of Jesus, evil sacrifice tormenting my life, there, in Jesus. Pray this one. Say, my Father, show me the secret of my life. In the name of Jesus, my Father, show me the secret of my life. Show me the secret. 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 Show me the secret of my life. My Father, show me the secret. Show me the secret. Show me the secret. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every repeated affliction in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every repeated affliction in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every repeated affliction in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every repeated affliction in my life, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil now and anoint your center head, aha, and shout it loud and clear. Say, evil arrow in my head, go back to the center. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow in my head, go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Evil arrow in my head, go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Shake your head now. Aha. Anoint your chest. Evil arrow in my heart, go back to the center. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow in my heart, go back to the center. Go back, go back. Now, evil arrow in my heart, go back to the center. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. I want you to smite that chest 3 times. Number one, pa. Number two, pa. Number three, pa. Huh? Say, evil arrow in my chest, go back to the center. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow in my chest, go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and put it on your navel. Aha. Slap it 3 times. Boah. 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 Aha. Say, evil arrow inside my body, go back to the center. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow inside my body, go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your 2 hands now. Thank you, Father. Something great is happening there. Say, evil arrow program into my hand, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow program to my hand, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow program to my hand, go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your 2 legs. Aha. Say, evil arrow program into my legs, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow program to my legs, go back to the sender. 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 Go, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your 2 ears. Your 2 ears. Evil arrow program into my ears, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow program to my ears, go back, go back, now, 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 go back, now. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that God will deliver you from every captivity of evil arrow. The hand of the Lord will liberate you. The fire of God will go into your root and burn anything that is not of God. I command your deliverance to be perfect now in the name of Jesus. The Lord will help you and the Lord will liberate you from bondage. If you are here and you are looking for the fruit of the womb, I decree, receive your twins in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost shall flow into your life and there will be testimony. You are here, you have not married, and you have need the age to get married. Every yoke of marital failure, marital delay, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, you are here. There is a battle, conflict in your marriage. Your husband is even planning to divorce. Pray this prayer. Say, every conflict programmed by household wickedness in my marriage, there, in the name of Jesus, every conflict programmed by household wickedness in my marriage, there, in Jesus' name, pray, you shall be free. I pray, if your business has gone down I pray that God will send favor to your business. Destiny helpers and locate you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you that have submitted a document to get your, to get whether you get your green card or to get a mortgage for a building.